Be'ezrat Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated le'ilui nishmas Avi Moi Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf Gimel. We left off in the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amid Beis at the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oseh Sukkaso Barosh HaGala O Barosh HaSfina. If you make your Sukkah on a wagon or on a boat, Ksheira, so the sukkah is kosher, va'olam la b'yantif, and you're even allowed to go up on it on Shabbos and on Yantif. That's obvious, but it's in contradistinction to the next halacha. Barosh ha'ilan o al gabei gamal. If you make a sukkah at the top of a tree or on a camel, k'sheira v'ein olam la b'yantif. So then the sukkah is kosher, but you're not allowed to use the sukkah on Shabbos or Yantif, because you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos and Yantif. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos and Yantif. You're not even allowed to use a tree. You're not allowed to lean against the tree on Shabbos and Yantif. We're afraid maybe you'll come to rip off a branch. And you're also not allowed to use an animal or ride an animal on Shabbos and Yantif. Also because we're afraid you're going to rip off a branch and use it to like steer the animal. That's a Gemara in Maseches Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Shtayim v'ilan v'achas b'dei adam. If two walls are in the tree and one wall is not in the tree, O Shtayim b'dei adam v'achas b'ilan, or two walls are not in the tree and one is in the tree, Kshera. The sukkah is kosher. V'ein olam la b'yantif, but you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos and Yantif because you're not allowed to climb up the tree or use the tree on Shabbos and Yantif. However, Shalosh bidei Adam va'achas b'ilan. If you have three walls man-made and one of the walls in the tree, then k'sher va'on la b'yantif. Then it's kosher and you're allowed to use in the Yantif because the fourth wall you don't need in order to make the thing kosher. The sukkah is kosher without the fourth wall. So even though the fourth wall is being used from the sukkah, you're still allowed to use it on Shabbos and Yantif. It's not a problem of using a tree on Shabbos and Yantif. If the tree would be gone and the sukkah would still have three walls and it would still be kosher without the tree, then the sukkah is kosher and you're even allowed to use it on yantif. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisin, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. He, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. He desanya, because he learned in the Braisa, Osukas Barosh HaSfina. If you make a sukkah on a boat, Rabbi Gamliel posel, Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Gamliel says a sukkah on a boat is pasel, and Rabbi Akiva says a sukkah on a boat is kosher. Umaisiv Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva shall be buying besvina. One time it happened on sukkahs that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were on a boat. Amad Rabbi Akiva asked a sukkah barosh hasvina. So Rabbi Akiva said, got to make a sukkah, because I hold that a sukkah on a boat is kosher. So he makes a sukkah. Lamachar nashva ruach va'akarata. The next day, the wind off the seas came and blew the sukkah off the boat. Amal Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel, tongue in cheek, turns to Rabbi Akiva and says, "No, Rabbi Akiva, where's your sukkah now?" Amar lo, Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, heikan sukasra, where'd your sukkah go? In other words, I'll prove to you that a sukkah on a boat is no good because the wind is too powerful for the sukkah. It's not a, we'll see exactly what they're arguing about in exactly 10 seconds. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. So Abaye explains the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva as follows. Dekulei alma hecha de'ina yichol alama baruch mitzuya di'abasha lo klumi. Everyone agrees a sukkah, that's walls, are not strong enough to withstand a ruach mitzuya on dry land. A normal wind, not like an excessive force wind, you know, like, I don't know, a 10 or 15 mile an hour wind. A normal wind that you have on a normal day, not an excessively windy day. Everyone agrees that the sukkah has to be able to withstand the normal wind. Why? Otherwise, it's not even a diras arai. So says Rashi. In order to at least be a diras arai, it's at least got to stand a little bit. If it's not made to withstand even a normal wind on dry land, it's not even a diras arai. So says Rashi. The Orach Laner is medayik from the words of the Ritva that it's a different reason. It's because it's a sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva. We're going to learn later on in the sugya that the sukkah has to be strong enough to be able to last 7 days. And if it's not able to withstand the normal wind, it's considered to be a sukkah she'ena ruya l'shiva. That is the opinion of the Ritva. In the parish of Rabbi Avram in Ahar, he writes that a mechitza, forget about the laws of sukkah for a moment, even the laws of Shabbos, a mechitza that can't withstand the normal wind is not called a mechitza. And the Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zeva Levi Soloveitchik, Rav Velvel writes that that's pshat in the Rambam as well. That the Rambam holds that a wall that cannot withstand a normal wind is not halachically considered to be a wall. It's possible to be a wall. And therefore, says Abaye in the Gemara, everyone, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, agree that if the wall is not strong enough to withstand the normal wind, it's not kosher. Three sheet is why. Rashi, it's not even the Dira Sarai. The Ritva, it's not a Sukkah Haruya L'Shiva. The Rambam according to the Griz and the parish of Rabbi Avram in Ahar, a mechitza that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a mechitza. Three shitas. Says the Gemara, Yechol lamod b'she'enu mitzuya di'abasha, a wall that's strong enough that it can withstand even hurricane force winds on dry land, kule amalo pliga dikshera. Everyone agrees that such a sukkah is kosher. Even if it cannot withstand a hurricane force wind at sea. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? It's able to withstand the normal wind on dry land. But it cannot withstand a normal wind at sea, which is the same strength as an abnormal wind on dry land. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Sukaduras Keva Be'inon. Oh, remember a couple of blot ago, we had eight shitas, eight opinions that say Sukkah needs a Diras Keva. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel says a Sukkah on a boat is no good is because it's not a Diras Keva. It's not going to be able to withstand a wind, a hurricane force wind on dry land, which is the same as a regular wind at sea. Since it is not capable of withstanding a regular sea wind, which is an abnormal dry land wind, lo klumi. It's not a diras keva, so it's not a good sukkah. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no, sukkah diras arai beinan. We only need a temporary sukkah. As long as it can withstand a normal force wind on dry land, it is kosher. Now, so when I was teaching this sugya this morning to some boys in the high school on NCSY Kola, so Mati Shrek asked me the following question. If you know Mati Shrek, you'll understand. Mati Shrek asked me the following question. Mati asked, the Sfasemis is kasha. The Sfasemis is kasha is, I don't understand. How could Rabbi Akiva be machshir a sukkah on a boat that can't withstand a normal wind at sea? If you're telling me if you build a sukkah on dry land, it's got to be able to withstand a normal wind on dry land, wouldn't it stand to reason that if you're building a normal sukkah on the boat, it's got to be able to withstand a normal wind at sea? That's the Sfas Emes' kasha. Now, I offered him an answer, and I started reading some of the answers, and they didn't give my answer, then they didn't give my answer, but then I saw the Brisker Rav gives my answer. What's my answer? My answer was that once a sukkah is considered to be a legit sukkah on dry land, even though maybe it's not going to last as long at sea, but once we establish what the minimum shear of a sukkah is, that's a sukkah no matter what atmosphere you put it in. That's like what the Brisker Rav said before, that the definition of a mechitza b'chol ashas is a mechitza that can withstand a regular, normal-sized wind on dry land. That's the definition. You decide to bring your sukkah out to sea? Okay. But anyway, that's what the Brisker Rav said. But others, the Sfas Emes gives a different answer. The Sfas Emes says like this, since Rabbi Kiva holds that a sukkah on dry land is enough to be a Diras Arai, so at sea, people normally put, you know, whatever you normally live on dry land, at sea you live on something much less. So just like, as long as it's a sukkah that's capable of withstanding a wind, a normal wind on dry land, but at sea it doesn't even have to be able to withstand a normal wind at sea, because people generally make do with less when they are at sea. The Sfasema says that a person's existence at sea is more temporary than his existence at home. That's the Sfasema's answer. The Aruch HaShulchan gives a second answer. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tav Resh Chav Ches that the reason the Rabbi Akiva's Machshir a sukkah that cannot withstand a normal sea wind is because a normal sea wind is itself not so normal. Meaning, the normal wind on dry land is a lot more frequent than the normal wind at sea. Even the normal wind at sea is abnormal, is not so normal. That's what he suggests. But the Grizz gives my answer, that once we have established what a mechitza is on dry land, it's the same, it works the same for the sea as well. Okay. Says the Gemara, O al gabe gamal, if you make a sukkah on a camel, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to go into that sukkah on Shabbos or Yontif, because you're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos. You have the mastis and money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir he. Desanya, the author of Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Desanya. Ha'os is sukkah al gabe behema. If a person makes his sukkah on an animal, Rabbi Meir machshir v'hu deposel. Rabbi Meir says the sukkah is kosher, Rehuda says it's pasul. Now, what's the case over here of the sukkah on an animal? So Rashi says that the sukkah on the animal is where the animal is the floor of the sukkah. You build walls on the back of two horses, so the horses' backs are the floor of the sukkah, and then you put walls on that, and you put schach on that. That's what Rashi says. However, take a look at the Tosas, second Tosas on the page. Chav Gimel Rav, Al Gabi Behema. Pirish HaKuntris. Al Gabi, Nosan Delosos Al Bei Suzum V'yosan Kakaris HaSukkah. The horses are the floor of the sukkah. V'asal Mam Chiz V'sikech. Rabbi Yehuda Posa. V'yesh Mepharshim. Skip a line. V'yesh Mepharshim. D'achal Lav B'metatel HaSchach Al Gabi HaBehema. No, we're not talking about a place where you put the schach on top of the animal. Dimkein lamali krala Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see in a minute that Rabbi Yehuda is going to disqualify such a sukkah because it's not a sukkah haruya l'shiva, because the animal is going to run away. We'll see why in a minute. So why do you need that reason? You should say it's not a diras keva. Rather, Tosa says differently. We're talking about a case like this. You put the schach on top of four poles around an animal, and you put the animal inside, and you placed on the back of the animal doors to be the floor of your sukkah, and mechitzah is up till the schach. But the schach was not connected to the animal, so therefore you don't have a problem of ein la keva, because the schach has a keva. The schach ain't moving anywhere. And the din of that you need a diras keva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only a din in the schach. Al shem haschach kari sukkah. So let's see this play out in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. By the way, I got a new masifta, so life is good again. So I now have the Masifta from Dav Chav to Dav Lam. You see this one, it has, this one goes from Chav to Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. But mine only starts at Dav Lamed. The nerve. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Mastis and Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah that says you're allowed to have a sukkah on a camel? Rabbi Meir, the Sanya Osukos Lagabi Behema. If you make a sukkah on an animal, Rabbi Meir Machshir. For Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda disqualify it? Amar Kra, Chag Asukos Tassel Chashivas Yomim, Sukkah Harui L'Shiva Shema Sukkah, Sukkah She'enu Rui L'Shiva Lo Shema Sukkah. Why is a sukkah on top of an animal? I said it wrong before. Why is a sukkah on top of an animal not roi l'shiva? Because you can't use it on Shabbos and Yontif. You can't use the sukkah on Shabbos and Yontif, so therefore it's ain a ru'uya l'shiva. So that's where Rabbi Huda disqualifies the animal. Now, the Ra'ah and the Ritva write, it's not, now Rashi writes, it's not usable on Shabbos or Yontif. The Ra'ah and the Ritva say, no. It's usable on the first night of Yontif. Because what's the problem? There's an Issa Durabanan to use an animal, but there's a Mitzvah Saseh Doraisa to eat in the Sukkah the first night. So the rabbis never forbade eating in a Sukkah in a case where you have to go in there to perform the Mitzvah Saseh Doraisa. It's just an Issa Durabanan. So that's why the Ra'ah and the Ritva don't like Rashi's Pshat. So they say, you're not allowed to go up on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to go there because then there's no mitzvah. You don't have to eat in the sukkah Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You don't have to have bread. So you don't have to eat in the sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. As opposed to the first night of sukkahs, you have to eat a meal in the sukkah. So says the Aruch Laner in explaining why the Ritva and the Ra'ah don't learn like Rashi. The Prima Gadim writes that they hold, the Ra'ah and the Ritva hold, that on the first night of Yontif you're allowed to go in the sukkah because Meleches Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif. So if you're allowed to cook on Yontif, so you're allowed to climb on an animal also. If you need it for food, if you need it to be in the midst of sukkah, you're allowed to climb on an animal also. Interesting. Okay, says the Gemara. Now hold on. Now we get into a beautiful. So Rabbi Huda says, it's not a sukkah ru'uya l'shiva. Why not? Listen to this, Rabbi. So listen to this. Why not? Because you're not allowed to go up there on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Why are you not allowed to go up on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Because there's an issa d'rabbanan. Says Rabbi Meir, what are you talking about? Rabbi Meir, ha'nami midoraisa mechzachazav rabbanan u'dugazribah. What are you calling this a sukkah she'en ru'uya l'shiva? Because you have an issa d'rabbanan to use it on Shabbos? But midoraisa, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So it's considered to be a sukkah ru'uya l'shiva. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though you're not allowed to go up to the sukkah on Shabbos only because of an Isser D'Rabbanan, at the end of the day, you're not going to be using it on Shabbos. So it's not a sukkah ru'uya l'shiva, even midoraisa. Because practically speaking, there's going to be one day you're not going to do it. So the tremendous chiddush, that's what the Ra'ah writes. The Ra'ah writes, even though Rabbi Yehuda admits that the Isser to use the sukkah on Shabbos is only an Isser Rabbanan, nevertheless, it's called a sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva, even midoraisa. Because at the end of the day, because of the Isser to Rabbanan, practically, tachlis, you're not going to use the sukkah one day. You can't go up there because of the Rabbanan. Since you're not going to go up there because of the Rabbanan, it's called a sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva, even midoraisa. Wow. This is a general topic that comes up all over Shas. To what degree do Isurim Drabbanan play a role in Doraisas and understanding Doraisas? So this is you got to remember, Sukkah Daf Chof Gimel, this is one of the classic places where there's Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. If you can't use it because of an Issa Drabbanan, is that called a Sukkah She'ena Ru'uya L'Shiva on a level of Doraisa? Rabbi Meir says no, Rabbi Huda says yes. Wow. So says the Ritva. The Ritva and the Ra'ah. Say like that. Let's continue. Asa'a lebehema dofen l'sukkah. Let's say you use an animal as the wall of your sukkah. Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Huda machshir. Rabbi Meir says you cannot use the animal as the wall of your sukkah. Rabbi Huda says you can use the animal as the wall of your sukkah. Shekach hoya. Shehoya Rabbi Meir. Omer. Because Rabbi Meir is famous for saying you're not allowed to use animals for anything. This is a little bit of a long sugya. It's going to go into tomorrow's daf as well. But we'll do from it what we can at this point. Rab Meir posel, Rab Yehuda machshir. Shehoya Rab Meir omer, kol davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, anything that is alive, einos nosel lo dofen l'sukkah, you're not allowed to use it as a wall of your sukkah, v'lo lechi l'mavli, you're not allowed to use it as a lechi in your mavli, v'lo pasin l'biros, you can't use it as that like dual L-shaped, the four L-shaped things, walls around your bore, in the Rishus Rabbim for the Oli Regel, v'lo golel lakever, you can't use it as a golel for your kever. A three-way machlokas, Rashi, Tosas, and Rabbeinu Tam, many places in Shas. What is a gola lakever? Rashi says, the gola lakever, let's take a look in Rashi, klomar, it's the cover of the aron of the mace. Really? You can't use a live animal as the cover of your aron of a mace. Strange kind of a pshat. Tosis thinks that's ridiculous. Tosis says it means the stone. Let's take a look at Tosis. V'lo gola lakever. Kishameis munach bekever manichan ala kever even gedola listo mischalala. No. Tosis learns they used to bury people like in a hole in the ground and then they would cover it up. They would cover over the grave with a big stone. That's Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam has a third pshat. Rabbeinu Tam thinks it means the headstone, like we have nowadays. You have like a stone that's 6 feet over the kever, that's on top of the ground. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, you can't use a live animal. Mishum Rabbi Yosei Aglili Amru Afin Kosel Lav Gitei Noshim. You're also not allowed to write a get on a live animal. My time at the Rameh, what's the logic of Rameh that says you're not allowed to use a live animal as the wall of the sukkah? Abai Omar Shema Tomos. Abai says Rameh is worried maybe the animal will die and then it'll collapse and gone is the wall of your sukkah. Rabbi Zera Omar Shema Tivrach. Rabbi Zera says, no, maybe the animal will run away and you'll have no more sukkah. Says the Gemara, Bepil Kashur, a tied up elephant, Kulayamalo, Pligid Isti Inami Mayas, Yesh Binavlaso Asara. Even if the elephant dies and collapses, you'll still have a 10 tefach high wall on the side of your sukkah. So everyone agrees that having a tied up elephant, he ain't going to run away. And even if he dies, you still have a 10 tefach high wall. Dinami Mayas, Yesh Binavlaso Asara. Ki Pligi Bepil Sheino Kashin. The machlokas is by an elephant that's not tied up. Lamanda Omar, Shema Tomos Lo Chayshinan. We're not worried it's going to die, because even if it dies, you're still going to have a 10 tefach high wall. Lamanda Omar Gzeira Shema Tivrach. Since it's untied, according to the opinion that says we're afraid, maybe it's going to run away. Chayshinan. So it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Lamanda Omar Gzeira Shema Tomos Necha Shema Tivrach. According to the opinion that says they're worried, maybe it's going to die. Why aren't we also worried? Why aren't we also worried that it's going to run away? Says the Gemara, you're right. We should be worried about that. No, you're right. An untied elephant, everyone agrees. It's a problem. Rav Meir passels it because the elephant might run away. We're arguing by a regular animal, not an elephant, that's tied up. Lamanda Amar Gzeira Shema Tomos. According to the opinion, says we're worried about maybe the animal will die. Chayshinon. So that's a problem, because if the animal dies, it's going to fall flat on its face and it won't be a wall. Lamanda Amar Gzeira Shema Tivrach Lo Chayshinon. Since it's tied up, so we're not worried it's going to run away. Says Gemara, Lamanda Amar Gzeira Shema Tivrach Necha Shema Tomos. The opinion says we're worried maybe it's going to run away. Why aren't we worried maybe it's going to die? Answer the Gemara, Misa lo shchicha. Death is very unlikely that it's going to die during these 7 days of Sukkot. It's very unlikely. So that opinion holds. Rav Meir is not worried about that. Says the Gemara, V'ha'ika ravcha de beini beini. How can you use an animal as the wall of your sukkah? What about the airspace in between its feet? Or the, according to Rabbi Chananel, the airspace between its stomach and the floor, if it's more than three tefachim. The Gemara says you put some branches and twigs there underneath the belly of the animal. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma Rava, maybe the animal will crouch and lie down. Says the Gemara, D'mesicha ba'ashle mil'el. You tied up the animal with rope so that it can't lie down. Says the Gemara, Ulamanda amar gzeira shema tamos. So what are you worried about? Maybe it's going to die. If it's tied up with ropes, if it dies, it's still going to stay standing up. It says the Gemara, Zimnin demokin bepachas mishlosh samach l'schach. No, we're afraid maybe you have like a 7 tefach high animal, 7 and a mashahu. So that's a good, it's within 3 tefachim of the schach. And we're afraid it's going to die. It came into Maisa Kavtza. Once it dies, it's going to shrivel up. v'lava date. So it's going to shrivel up a little bit lower than seven, and you won't realize it. And therefore, since you won't realize it, it's going to be pasul. Ah. So now the whole rest of today's daf, and this also goes into tomorrow's daf, so we're going to have to figure out some normal place to stop. The Gemara says like this. So we presented a machlokas between two opinions in Amoraim. Abaye says we're worried maybe it's going to die. Reb Zera says we're worried maybe it's going to run away. This is all within the opinion of Reb Meir, why Reb Meir says you're not allowed to use an animal. So one of the opinions said that Reb Meir held you're not allowed to use an animal because we're afraid it's going to die. So we see that according to one opinion of the Gemara, Reb Meir is worried maybe it's going to die. Reb Meir is worried maybe it's going to die. Ask the Gemara. Umi Amar Abaye, Rabbi Meir Chayesh Lamisa. How could you say that Abaye says that Reb Meir is worried things are going to die? Rabbi Huda lo chayesh, and Rabbi Huda is not worried things are going to die. V'hatanam, we learned exactly the opposite. The Rabbi Meir is not worried that things are going to die, and Rabbi Huda is worried that things are going to die. By what case? We learned in the Mishnah in Gittin. Bas Yisrael shenis is the Kohen. So the halacha is, if you have a Yisraelis married to a Kohen, she could eat truma. But if she doesn't have kids, and the husband dies or divorces her, she can no longer eat truma. So here you have a case, a Jewish girl, a Yisraelis, is married to a Kohen. The husband went away on a long business trip and he never came back. The halacha is ocheles betruma. She's allowed to continue to eat truma. Becheskes shukayim. We assume the guy is alive. We don't assume the guy died. For Amina and Allah, we ask a contradiction about this. Let's say a Kohen goes over to his wife. They don't have kids. And he's healthy, but he's worried. When he dies without kids, she's going to need yibum or chalitza from his brother. So he says to her as follows, I'm giving you a get now, and I want this get to be chal 1 second before I die, so that you'll be divorced, so you won't need a yibum or chalitza. You'll be divorced 1 second before I die. Says the Gemara, asura lechol b'truma miyad. Uh-oh. She has to stop eating truma right away. Why does she have to stop eating truma right away? Maybe the guy's going to die in one more second, and then it's going to turn out that she was divorced retroactively from this second. Because guy said, I'm divorcing you 1 second. So here you see, we are worried that a guy's going to die. So how come in the case where the guy goes to Medina Sayyam, we don't assume the guy dies, but over here you're worried the guy's going to die the next second? V'amar Abayis, Abayis said to answer this, Loi Kasha. Don't ask me a contradiction from the first case to the second case. Ha, Rabbi Meir, de lo chayish lamisa. Ha, Rabbi Huda, de chayish lamisa. The first case is Rabbi Meir, who is worried about the guy dying. I'm sorry. The first case is Rabbi Meir, who's not worried about the guy dying. And the second case is Rabbi Huda, who is worried about the guy dying. And how do we know Rabbi Meir is not worried about the guy dying and Rabbi Huda is worried about the guy dying? Because we have another case. The Sani will learn to the Braisa, Halokech Yain mi bein hakusim. If you buy wine from the kusim, who were the kusim? So, the psukim in Malachim Bey's Perek Yud Zayin described that the king of Ashur removed all the Jews from the land of Israel. The 10 tribes, he removed them from their place, so he brought instead of them non-Jews from Babel and from Kus and other places, and he placed them in the cities of the Shomron. Now, originally, they did not fear Hashem, so they did not do the right thing, and therefore they brought lions there who were killing them. And when the king of Melech Asher heard this, so he sent there a Kohen who should teach them the laws of the Torah, and they converted. But they still did not be Mekayim all the mitzvos with a complete heart. They only kept the Torah Shebichsav, not the Torah Shebaal Peh. And there's a Machlokas Tanayim in Bava Kama, did they convert honestly, or did they only convert because of the lions, and therefore their conversion wasn't good, so they're still considered to be Goyim. So are they considered to be Geire Emes and they're Jews? Just we don't rely on them for certain things because they didn't keep all of the Torah? Or they were Geri Arayos, they only converted because of the lions, and therefore their conversion was no good, and really they're Goyim. Even if you hold they were Gerei Emes, nevertheless, after a certain amount of time, the rabbis found them worshipping Avodah Zarah, so they decreed that all of them have the din like Ovdei Avodah Zarah. For everything, like it says in Maseches Chulin on Daf Vav. Now, Rashi here writes, now, wait a second. How could you buy wine from the Kusin? If they were Gerei Arayos, so they're not Jewish, you're not allowed to drink non-Jewish wine. It's Yayin Nesach. Even if they converted, the rabbis decreed that their wine should be considered Yayin Nesach because they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So what's going on? So Rashi says, this brisa was taught before the rabbis decreed on the Kusin that they should be like Goyim. Because after they decreed, so their wine is like Yayin Nesach. In Maseches Gittin, Rashi adds, this brisa holds that the Kusim were Gerei Emes. They were Jewish. They were really good converts. Because if not, the wine should be Yayin Nesach. However, take a look at Tosis over here, the top Tosis to Sanya. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says you could explain the brisa, even if you hold the Kusim were Gerei Arayos. Even though they were complete Goyim, nevertheless, the rabbis did not disqualify their wine because they did treat Yiddishkeit seriously, and at least at the beginning, the rabbis did not treat the wine like Yayin Nesach because it's only a din midrabanan, and they did not prohibit the wine of Kusim because they did separate themselves from Avodah Zarah more than other people, and they did at least observe Torah Shebichtav. So maybe there was no decree against their wine. At any rate, so halokech yain ben kusim. If you buy wine from the kusim and it's erev Shabbos and you don't have time to be mafresh trumas, clearly the kusim were not mafresh trumas and maisis from this. Omer, say like this: shnei lugin shani yosad lahafresh after Shabbos. So you have no kli, right? After Shabbos, I'm going to be mafresh two lug for truma harehin truma. Va'asara ma'aser rishon, 10 log are going to be ma'aser rishon, v'tisha ma'aser sheni, u'mechal, then you transfer the kedusha onto the money of ma'aser sheni, v'shosem miyad, you're allowed to drink it right away, divrei Rav Meir. Right, this is called yesh breira. This is the concept called breira, that even though now you're drinking it, the wine, but you say, I'm going to leave over some wine at the end, and then when I leave it over at the end, that's going to be my trumas and maestras, and it's going to be retroactively determined that that's my trumas and maestras, and the stuff that I drank was kosher. Because you didn't clearly, you didn't clearly designate which two lugin are going to be truma, and which 10 lugin are going to be maestra, and which 9 lugin are going to be maestra. Shani, you didn't do that. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Shimon Osrin. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Shimon, they forbid doing this. Why? Because they're afraid maybe the barrel will break and you won't be able to be mafresh anything. So wait a second. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's worried maybe it'll break. And Rabbi Meir is not worried maybe it'll break. So that's Abaye's Raya, that Rabbi Meir's not worried about Misa and Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Misa. Just like Rabbi Yehuda's worried, Rabbi Yehuda's worried maybe the barrel of wine will break, so too Rabbi Yehuda's worried maybe the Kohen will die. But Rabbi Meir, who's not worried maybe the barrel will break, he's not worried maybe the Kohen will die. So asks the Gemara contradiction, how come when it comes to using an animal as the wool of your sukkah, Rabbi Meir is the one who disqualifies because he's afraid it's going to die, and Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid it's going to die, yet by the Kohen and by the barrel of wine, it's the opposite. Rabbi Meir is the one who's not worried about death, and Rabbi Yehuda is worried about death. So the Gemara answers, you got me. Epuch. Flip around the shitas. Abaye never said in Gittin that Rabbi Meir is not worried about Misa and Yehuda is worried about, like we thought earlier. Rather, Rabbi Meir said the opposite. Rabbi Meir, Chayesh L'Misa, Rabbi Meir is the author of the Braisa that said, we are worried about death. For Rabbi Yehuda, lo chayish l'misa. The Sanya, like we learned in the Brisa earlier, asa alabim b'dov l'sukkah, Rabbi Meir posa Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir says, we are worried that it's going to die, and Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not worried about it's going to die. Rabbi Yisai, we will stop here. I hope with Hashem's help to wake up at 5:45 Sunday morning and give you a shir at 6 a.m., my time, Sunday morning, which is 11 p.m., Motzei Shabbos, your time. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Agud Shabbos.